Previously on Homeland.
Sandy had a dark asset providing targeting information on terrorists in the border region.
So?
He was out there trading top secret information.
Oh.
To God knows who, in exchange for a few successful drone strikes.
So what was that about with Lockhart?
I'm going back to Islamabad as station chief.
Donna, good morning.
Ambassador, hey, and those were your relatives that were killed in the wedding party the Americans bombed.
Look, the Americans, they're murderers, okay? But what we did to that man, how is that any different?
Kid who shot the wedding video. Turns out he's a nephew of Haysam Haqqani.
If you need a favor, put this someplace safe for a while.
And what is it?
Just, personal things that I don't want taken.
I'm quitting my job.
Something happened?
A lot of things happened.
It was premeditated, the whole thing from start to finish.
There was a guy in the crowd with an earpiece coordinating the whole thing.
Jesus, Quinn. This changes everything. It means I really need you now.
You don't know who you can trust yet. So you need to set up a second station somewhere. With your own people. Independent of the MC.
Are we up on the kid yet?
Yeah. He's back at school.
You're in trouble, I am.
William?
My name is Karen McPherson. Ferris Asani works for me.
I'm Colombian bureau chief.
You don't understand? I cannot
what
talk to you.
What are you scared of? Who's threatening you? Because I can protect you, Ryan. I can even get you out of Pakistan if that's what you want.
Huh?
Vampire.
Jesus Christ, you scared me.
You asleep?
Do you have a knock?
What are you looking at?
Just trying to familiarize myself with the local ISI agents.
Hmm. Well, you won't find him in that database.
Who?
Farhad Ghazi.
Why not?
He's not proper Pakistani intelligence. He's a local hood that they outsourced the strong arm stuff to.
Farhad Ghazi, huh?
I never forget a pretty face. Don't say I never did anything for you.
Thank you. Father, you...
No, it's okay.
You have the bag I gave you. Kiran? Kiran, do you have the bag?
Baba found it.
Kiran, I need the bag, please. Where is it? Kiran, tell me.
He destroyed it. He smashed everything.
How could you let him do that?
I tried to stop him. I begged him to stop. I'm sorry.
Kiran, you have no idea what you just did.
Who are the medicines for, Ayan?
Probably a couple of minutes this way. No?
You still have contact here in the intelligence committee, right?
Sure.
Are you in touch with any of them on this trip?
No. But I can always pick up the phone.
It's more than a call. I need you sitting across from someone.
Well, my plane leaves in less than an hour.
Sandy's death is no act of mob violence. It was premeditated.
What?
The ISI killed him straight out. This could take about a day to see him. Name's Farag Ghazi. He's a real creep with a long history of what worked for their counterterrorism unit.
Who else knows about this?
Just you, me, and Quinn.
Well, you can't keep this to yourself. Langley needs to know. White House needs to know.
So what, we lodge a formal protest?
Yes.
So Pakistan issues a formal denial. We expel a bunch of their diplomats. They expel a bunch of ours. And in the end, nobody's held accountable.
Accountability isn't in the job description, Carrie.
Sandy was one of ours. Murdered by one of theirs. That's a huge fucking deal. Something's going on.
Something's always going on.
No, not like this.
Quinn called me last week. Concerned.
About what?
You.
Me? He's the one who wigged out.
Well, maybe that was a more appropriate response.
Well, maybe he should keep his opinions to himself. So you can help me or not.
Hey, Quinn.
Hey, Kara.
You're early.
Tailwinds.
Carrie's not here yet.
Okay.
I just put on some coffee. Want some?
Sure. This for you?
Yeah.
So, catch me up. Did Carrie identify the guy with the earpiece?
She did. She's with Saul now, laying out the operation.
So Saul rattles the general's cage or two, and we wait to see who delivers the message to our foot soldier.
His name's Farhad Ghazi.
How is she?
Carrie? Good. Amazing, actually.
We got this place up and running in record time.
All her. Honestly, I don't know when she finds the time to sleep.
He's here.
Who?
The medical student.
Ayan.
I will only speak to Carrie McPherson. She gave me her card.
Carrie? Carrie's not here right now. But she's on her way.
How long?
10 minutes at the most. Please, she'll want to see you. Come on, Ione, you can wait in my office. You don't have to talk to anyone else if you don't want to. Yourself comfortable. I'll get you a glass of water.
She left the embassy immediately and went straight to the hotel where Saul Berenson was staying. Spent 20 minutes there. Then she had a security detail drop her off at Faisal Avenue in G8. I lost her shortly afterwards.
Shortly?
She's dead. Gave no sign she even made me.
You think anybody in her detail will play ball with us?
They just got here.
Find out.
Yeah.
And that photo of Farid Ghazi, I'd never seen it before. It looked like a frame grab of some kind. See if you can track down where she got it from.
Yeah.
Where is he?
In my office.
Did you mean it when you said you would get me out of Pakistan?
You let me tell your story. I'll get you to London.
But you can do that, though. You can.
My paper can. We get sources out of tricky situations all the time.
Okay. Good. But, I need 80,000 rupees first.
That's nearly 500 pounds. What for?
Can't tell you.
Then I can't give it to you.
I knew this wasn't for real.
Ayan? Is this the man that threatened you? Because if it is, you're in a lot more trouble than I thought. He works for state security. He's nobody you want in your life under any circumstances. What is going on? You need to tell me. Is he blackmailing you?
No, it's not that. He's got nothing to do with why I need the money.
You have to tell me why you need it then.
I can't.
But 80,000 rupees will fix it. Whatever it is.
It might.
Okay. Come with me. Sarah, I need 80,000 rupees from petty cash. Please let me send somebody with you in case there's a problem.
I have to do this alone.
Thank you. Be safe. If you really want out of Pakistan, you have to be back here as soon as possible.
Okay. Thank you.
Next, they're ready in the van.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Sarah filled me in on the kid.
And?
Getting anybody asylum these days is no easy matter, much less a place at the medical college in London.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, Quinn.
So, you have another play?
He's an iron in the fire. He knows something he's not saying. Our man with the earpiece paid him a visit last week.
He did.
Anything else you want to know?
I'll get my things. Strategically, the United States concerns about the endgame in Afghanistan. Islamabad's persistent attachment to violent extremist groups and the fact that Pakistan may lurch into greater internal instability, thus threatening the security of its nuclear arsenal, all means that an easy alliance between our two countries is not in the cards anytime soon.
So why bother? Why don't the U.S. and Pakistan stop driving each other mad and break ties altogether? That's your topic. No more than 5 pages. Thank you.
Professor Boyd, I enjoyed your lecture.
Thank you. I'm sorry, do I know you?
No, but I knew your friend.
Who's that?
Sandy Buckman.
Hardly a friend.
Oh, it's not what he told me.
Who are you?
I'm someone who benefited greatly from your friendship. And I'm here to tell you that's not about to end now that he's dead.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, I think you do.
I'm sorry, you must have me confused with somebody else.
Do I?
Mm-hmm.
Who else would be providing Sandy with classified documents straight from the ambassador's desk?
I really have to go.
Saul Berenson.
General.
Ah, I'm retired. Please, call me Bunny.
Bunny, it's good to see you again.
Yes, it is. Tongues are wagging all over the club, fraternizing with the enemy.
You hate us so much.
No American has set foot in here since your raid on Abbottabad.
With those someplace else?
No. Fuck them all.
So, where are we?
We bugged his landline, his computer, put in cameras.
He's on his cell phone. Why are we not hearing the other side of the conversation?
We couldn't get close enough. He was on the move all morning.
We need his cell phone. That's where the call will come in. And we have to be able to trace the caller. Come on, guys. This is the asshole who killed Sandy, for Christ's sake.
We're going to have to get within 5 feet of his phone in order to clone it.
Got to do it while he's asleep, then.
There must be another way.
Not if he stays in that apartment there, isn't
it? It was like when we were fighting the Cold War. Now, the Russians were tough, but...
They didn't saw our heads off on the Internet. Blow up innocent people. Fly airplanes into the Twin Towers.
Oh, so...
What?
We both know 9/11 was a hoax. An Israeli-American excuse to launch a crusade against the Muslim world.
Honestly, I don't know what to say when I hear men of your deep knowledge and experience talk like that.
President Bush lied about Iraq. Why not 9/11?
Because it's nonsense. Like saying Bin Laden's not dead. Abbottabad was a CIA plot meant to embarrass Pakistan.
So, tell me, Saul, what do you want from me?
I want a favor. Somebody to talk to at the ISI, somebody high up you trust.
What's this about?
Can't say.
My advice then is to drop it. Now is not a time to be trusting anyone inside the intelligence directorate.
Well, surely there must be somebody I can reach out to there.
Don't do it, Saul. It's not even your business anymore. Go home. Spend time with your wife. Garden.
I don't have a garden. But I seem to remember I do have an outstanding credit with you.
It's a little late in the game to be calling in a chit.
What do you mean?
It's over, Saul. You have lost. The Americans are being driven out of Afghanistan just like the Russians were. The Taliban has won, and they know it. And they will dictate the terms of the settlement.
Well, then, you can afford to be a little gracious, can't you?
This is Omaya, the teaching hospital.
Yeah.
What's he doing here?
Get
Yes.
Farah, he knows you.
Keep out of sight. He's giving her the money you got from Terry.
What did he tell her to do?
So no one can hear. Looks like she told him to wait.
Can we wait too?
Accepted.
Jesus. Get the fuck out of there.
Take it to me. Wait for that, Jack. You got to take it to me. Jack, I'm going to take it. Jack.
Hey. Jack. You didn't have to go.
Jack, I'm going to take it to you. Come on.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Go, Quinn.
Call was local. Friend asking if Ghazi wanted to go clubbing.
At least we know it works.
Come on, Bill. There's got to be something.
I'll do freshman composition, adult night classes, anything.
No, I understand. I thought that might be the case. Look, can we compromise with just an office? It doesn't even need to be on campus. So I can sell it to Martha. Come on, Bill, please. I'm going out of my mind here. Sure. Sure, think about it. No need to decide right now. I'll wait for your call. And thanks again, Bill. Fuck.
I thought you'd gone to bed.
I have to talk to you.
I'm almost finished. Spec death has been a total pain in the ass.
Well, I need to talk to you now.
Something wrong?
No, the opposite. I finally got some good news.
What?
GW has offered me my old job back.
They have?
Mm-hmm. My period of exile is over. Bill Nicholas himself called.
When was this?
This afternoon.
He was up early.
Martha, I'm not lying to you. Talking to yourself if you don't believe me. He wants me back as soon as possible.
So, what does as soon as possible mean?
Early next week. Faculty meetings have already started.
So you're just going to leave? You're going to abandon all your teaching commitments and everything else?
Come on, I can't say no to this.
Yeah, do you think our marriage can survive another separation?
I think that our marriage could put my career first for once.
We tried that. You ended up plagiarizing an entire chapter of your book.
That will not happen again. Plus, there's Toby to consider.
Don't bring him into this.
He's away from home for the first time. One of us should be there for him, don't you think? Or both of us?
You know damn well I can't leave in the middle of my tour.
I have spent my whole life following you around.
This is a ridiculous conversation.
Is it? Well, I've already said yes.
Figured as much.
I'm leaving next week.
Fine.
Bye. I thought you should know.
Now I know. You did the psyche valve too?
I just had my very last polygraph.
I know.
Jesus, Quinn. Well, I guess I'm even more grateful that you're here now.
Anything for you, Carrie.
Is that the real reason you didn't come with me to Kabul? You already had one foot out the door?
Also, I just didn't want to live in a bunker and kill people by remote control.
Harsh.
Ever since that kid in Caracas, covert operations have been over for me. I thought they were anyway.
You have to let yourself off the hook for that one, Quinn.
At least I knew his name, Carlos or Daniel. I didn't even remember half the others.
You took the fight to the enemy and saved lives in the process.
Or just made more enemies. Either way, I was pretty far down the fucking rabbit hole.
Come on, Clint. Serious.
It's like a drug. You know, going from one mission to the next like that.
You want to believe you were such a bad guy? Go ahead.
I was a bad guy.
Stop it! Why are you doing this?
Maybe because you need to hear it.
What I need, Quinn, is your help. Not your goddamn foot on the brake.
So, who's going to do more? Who's going back to the embassy?
Quinn?
You go, I'll stay.
You sure? All right. Good night, then.
Good night.
Is coming out.
I'm not in the bathroom.
Not yet, you don't. There's that nurse.
Where's Sam?
Of what? Only God knows.
The hospital man probably drugs or something. Medicine. He's ready.
Hurry, 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 hurry.
Can we call off the dogs, please?
Good morning to you, too.
I have enough trouble shaking ISI tails without having to worry about losing my own people as well.
The idea was to watch your back so you didn't wind up like Sandy.
Then why not come out and tell me about it?
We need to say no.
Well, now I am saying no.
Okay.
I don't see you having much trouble getting in and out of the MC.
There's a tunnel.
A tunnel?
It starts under the economic section, dumps you out into the Itwar Bazaar.
Why didn't you say something?
You never asked.
Pay you some time. What do you want?
Talk to you about Sandy Bachman.
What about him?
His death. Actually, his murder.
Answer me something, if you would.
Of course.
Who's speaking here? Is it Saul Berenson, the private citizen? Is it Saul Berenson, ex-director of the CIA? Is it Carrie Matheson? Who's speaking, please?
Why was Sandy Bachman murdered? You tell me that and I'll tell you who's speaking here.
And usually the simplest explanation is the correct one.
Which is?
He was recognized on the street and killed in anger over a drone strike.
Official story.
The truth.
With one important omission.
What?
There was an ISI operative on the ground that day, in the crowd, not just by chance. He was conducting the whole bloody orchestra.
You know this how?
I've seen the evidence. It's compelling.
What evidence? An eyewitness, a photograph, show me.
Photographs can be forged, eyewitnesses paid for. You're a bright young man. This would explain a lot.
Like what?
Timing of the leak of Sandy Bachman's picture to the press. The fact that the other two intelligence officers in the car weren't also killed.
As a former official of the United States, you're drawing some pretty damn unofficial conclusions.
Wouldn't be the first time your service has targeted one of our people.
Or vice versa.
Was it you? You give the order?
As a favor to the general, I agreed to a chat, Mr. Berenson. On an interrogation. Good day.
Where's our guy?
Went out for breakfast. He's back now. He's on the internet.
Well, I just got off the phone with Saul. Consider the pot stirred. If anything's going to happen, it's going to happen today and soon. Hey, Quinn, can I talk to you for a second? How about last night?
Forget it.
No. You didn't want to come back here. I get that now. So thanks for coming in spite of that. It means a lot. Not to mention we'd be nowhere on this if it wasn't for you.
We may still be nowhere.
You know what I mean. So we good?
Yeah, we're good.
getting out of the car.
We're gonna listen.
Don't do anything stupid. It's not worth it.
Quinn, what did she say?
His laundry's ready for pickup.
He's killing his comms. That was an exit code. Who is the caller?
We're not getting it.
Quinn!
Nothing, no trace.
Well, how is that even possible?
He's running.
Fuck. Fuck! We have to take him.
What?
We take him now.
Are you fucking kidding me?
We don't have a choice. He walks out that door. Al walks our only chance to connect the ISI to Sandy's murder.
That's way too dangerous.
What? He's one guy. There's four of us.
He's a trained hood who knows he just got made.
We can do it.
Not without somebody getting hurt.
All right, fine. We'll do it without you. Parvez, Kadir, come on.
No!
Get your hands off!
Bro, you know he's got backup on the way!
Backup? Did you hear one word about backup on that call?
Farrah's on the line.
Not now.
She says it's urgent.
I can't talk to you.
Haitham Haqqani's alive.
What?
Haqqani is alive.
But that's impossible. He was killed in the airstrike.
I just saw him walk out of a madrasa with Ayaf Ibrahim.
He was with Ayan?
Yes, they embraced, and then Haqqani drove off in an SUV.
Are you 100% sure?
Check your email. I just sent you a video.
Ghazi's leaving the apartment. Wants to go after him?
Just wait.
We're gonna lose him.
Then we lose him. We may have a game changer here.
Is that a Connie?
Yeah.
But we killed him. The Taliban said we killed him.
Farrah, are you still there?
I'm here.
I'm assuming you couldn't follow him.
No, I'm on foot.
What about Ayan?
Heading back the way he came.
Okay, get back
to the office as soon as you can in case he shows up there. Farrah.
Good work.
What the fuck, Gary?
Tell me what you're thinking right now.
Did Sandy's death actually make sense for the first time?
He was killed in order to protect Haqqani, who either survived the airstrike or wasn't there in the first place.
Wasn't there?
They played us from the very beginning.
Well, why do any of it?
Because that's when we stop tracking terrorists, when we think they're dead.
I get why the Taliban wants us to think that, but why do you ask that?
It's a great fucking question. Hello, Professor. He's coming. I don't like asking twice.
I am the husband of the American ambassador. You are risking a serious diplomatic incident. What do you want?
I've told you already.
And I told you I'm not the guy. Plus, I'm leaving, as you can see.
Actually, you're not. You've had a change of heart. But, kursi de batao. Go ahead. But here's what happens if you do. A package arrives at the FBI headquarters in Washington, D.C. Inside are the documents you stole from your wife's computer and a timeline implicating you in their theft. You're arrested for treason and your wife's career is destroyed by association.
Who are you?
Call me this name. Beyond that, it's better you don't know. Dennis, here's my promise to you. Once you've done all I've asked, you can leave Islamabad without any further obligations. A free man. Neither the FBI nor your wife will ever know.
What's this?
This is how we begin.
Don't worry. Ian will be back.
How can you be sure?
Because he's desperate. And because he would have gone with Akane if that's an option. You coming, Max?
Coming.
So, Max is going to take me to the safe house. You wait here in case Ian shows up.
Okay.
And if he does show, bring him by. I don't care how late it is.
And in the meantime, should I get started on a passport and visa for him?
No.
Why not?
He's not going anywhere, Farrah.
But we promised him safe passage to England.
That's before we caught him aiding and abetting a known jihadi.
Haqqani is his uncle, Terry. For all we know, that medicine's for one of his cousins.
Do you know where the stalking horse is? It's a decoy used to hide behind while hunting your quarry.
I don't understand.
We're going to hide right behind Ian, all the way back to his uncle.
But he'll never agree.
I'll be worried about that. You just get him to the safe house. Everything okay?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You did what you needed to?
Anything else I can do to help?
No, I don't think so. Thanks for the money, though. I'll pay you back.
Here, let me take that.
Well, it's okay.
So this is what he'll say.
I thought we were going to London.
We are, once I get you a passport and a visa.
You said right away.
Well, this is right away. We're talking about 2 days, three at the max, then we're gone.
3 days?
Alan, you're safe here. I'm going to move into a hotel tomorrow. I'll give you some privacy. But for now, let's make up the couch. What do you say?
Okay.
I'll be right back with some sheets and pillow. Must be exhausted. You should get some rest. I know it doesn't feel like that right now, but it's all going to work out. The worst is over. You deserve a little
something I didn't tell you, should have told you.
What?
I got kicked out of my medical school.
When did that happen?
Yesterday.
For what reason?
They're claiming I stole medicines from the hospital pharmacy. I didn't do that. It's a lie.
Hey, it's okay.
No, I didn't do it.
I believe you.
What about King's College? Won't this affect my chances of getting in?
No.
Really?
Really?
How's that possible?
Trust me. I'll make them understand. Hey, try not to worry so much.
What are you doing?
Oh.